Keith Urban, Cop Car, Bear Country 95.3. Still don't know if Keith's going to be back next year as a judge on American Idol. American Idol announcing that they will be back next year. 7:52 and 52 right now here in Greenfield. Mostly cloudy skies for today. About 65 for today. Tuesday morning and approaching 7 o'clock and rather approaching 8 o'clock. And look who's here. It's Mick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week.
Ba-ba-da.
Mick! Hey, buddy.
I'm here. Ooh, the crowds are cheering.
Yeah, all that stuff. What's going on, bud?
Well, everything kind of dovetails for me now and then. I was going to do a story about the local drive-in coming back. They did the digital conversion, you know, Northfield Drive-In.
Yeah.
And they also redid their website. So let's talk about that. Last week we talked about responsive design, which is where you have one web page that changes how it looks depending on the device you're looking at it on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to northfielddrivein.com right now on your laptop and you open up the web page, you'll see that it's, you know, if you go full screen, you have the full width of the page. And
right.
If you grab the edge of the browser and slowly bring it in, you'll see the page start restacking itself because it wants to fit into the smaller and smaller width.
It's almost like a smarter website.
Right, right. It's responsive.
There you go.
The design is responsive to the width of the thing. So if you look at it on your phone, it's already pre-stacked and everything, and they change the way the navigation works. And it's pretty cool. So it's a nice redesign for a nice new season for you know, a local institution that has gone digital.
Mm.
So I think that it's everything has sort of turned around for them in all over the winter, I guess.
You a drive-in guy?
I'm a drive-in guy.
I'm not a drive-in guy.
I don't go every weekend, but it's fun. You know, I've got a station wagon, so you open the hatch, you back it up towards the screen, you know, you break out your picnic, the kids are running around with the frisbee. It's
yeah,
a cool
I think
thing.
I think you have to have a proper vehicle
yes.
for a drive in.
Yeah, yeah. Just in a sedan, you're yeah. sitting in the car, you're like, now you're sitting in your car for, you know,
mm-hmm.
however long. If you go for a double feature, you're there for 5 hours.
Mm.
So no, you get the lawn chairs, you break out the blankets.
Is there pavement there?
There's no, it's all glass.
Because
grass, sorry. You're parking on glass, hey, you need those tubeless tires when you go there.
That would be different. But yeah. the drive-in that I'm usually going by on Cape Cod, there's one on Wellfleet in Cape Cod.
Okay.
And that's a parking lot drive-in.
Okay.
I think that also means that there's also a difference there.
Too. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the fact that it's grass is
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
You know, there's dirt like where the driveways are because the cars are constantly on there. But, yeah, I mean, you can run around here. They got a playground at that place. So
they went digital, and they also redid their website.
Right.
So it's a responsive website.
See
how
I'm
using the terms?
That's right, right, right. Yeah, their website responded to the new age of the drive-in.
Now, if a business owner is out there or someone who has a website, they should look at going into this direction, right?
Absolutely. If
you don't have a responsive website.
Responsive design.
A responsive design website, it's going to start to look funny because more and more people are bringing up websites on their iPhones.
Sure.
Their smartphones.
Yep.
And also, when they're using them on their browser, you know, they minimize, they maximize.
Right, right, right.
Smaller, bigger.
Yep, yep.
And
well, yeah, I mean, there's two ways to go about it. One is to do a responsive design website, which you know, is a lot of work and all that, and it looks great, but you can also have a whole different site come up that looks a little bit like, I don't know, Wikipedia. And
mm-hmm.
it's not as graphic and as pretty, but in some ways that's a little bit easier, and that's the way I go sometimes. But, you know, I also, if you want a responsive design website, I can do that for you as well.
I think step one is talking to someone who creates websites.
That's right.
And that's you.
That would be me.
That's Mick over at Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store over at bear953.com. You can purchase gift certificates for the services of Montague Webworks, and one of the many services is actually website creation.
That's right. And reconversion, if you've got one and you're like, this is really old. Someone else called me just this past week and saying, we need to be able to edit our website on our own. We're tired of having to wait for so-and-so to, like, get around to making the changes.
Mm.
And you know, they're happy. You know, they can do it on their own.
So take control of your own website.
That's part of the future as well.
By having Mick fix it over at Montague Webworks. Again, 30% store gift certificates, so you always save 30% on those services at Montague Webworks. Available at bear953.com. All you got to do is click on 30% off store. Mick?
Yep.
Be good.
I am.
All right, 7:57.